Hello, 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 listener, and welcome to the podcast with your agony aunt, Anna. This is a space where we put a positive spin on all things shit, where you can find comfort and support as well as having a right old laugh. Whatever's going on in your life, whatever woes you are facing, whether you feel out there on your own in the big bad world, this is where you can come. Just tune in, listen to some woman's internal monologue, and leave the negativity outside. Kind of like leaving the negativity at the door before you're allowed in. Okay, so like I'm a bouncer of this podcast, and I'm telling you to put the bottle of negativity down or you can't come in. Remember, like bouncers? Do you remember who they are? Bounce at the door of a bar, and they always used to, you know, pretend they hadn't seen you put your bottle of wine down on the floor. God, bouncers are great, aren't they? They are like, they have all the power in their hands. No matter if they're the grumpy ones, or the funny ones, or the friendly ones, or the scary ones, you just want to be on their good side to make sure you get in. So like, in this weird podcast is a nightclub scenario where I'm the bouncer, I'd definitely be the over-friendly one, making best friends with everyone as they came in. It doesn't matter what state you're in when you turn up, if you're rolling around on the floor, if you're a right mess with your tit hanging out, or you're swearing at someone across the street, you've only got one shoe, you will be getting into my club as long as you leave that bad vibe energy, that disgusting journey juice, outside. And on the inside, I'd be running around, make sure everyone's okay, just checking in, having a good time. And you know damn well I'm going to grab the microphone and be like, "Are you having a good time?" And then everyone would be like, "Yeah!" God, this sounds like a great club. What a weird tangent to go on. You can tell I'm missing the old life and going out and having fun. I just love a good dance. I mean, we've lost dancing. I've definitely lost it. I can't really dance that well, but I think I can, and you're damn right I'll try and come up with some sort of routine. Right, that was a really long intro. I'm very sorry. Welcome to the podcast with your raggedy aunt. My regular listeners will know that I sometimes record the podcast in rogue spots. We've had one recorded in a field. That was fun. I actually really enjoyed it, apart from the dog that came up and scared the heebie-jeebies out of me and made me spill my tea. We had the one in the fort where I was connecting with my inner child and going back to simpler times. And last week I was in a treehouse because, well, it's a treehouse. I'm going to go play in the treehouse. Like, who wouldn't? I had mentioned in the previous episode that I would be finding an unusual spot so as to test my mother's dedication to me and see if she would still bring me a cup of tea. If you're getting a bit lost here by what I mean, go back and listen to the last episode and you will just see the mother's dedication. So yeah, I did say that I would be going into another unusual spot. However, I've just decided to sit down somewhere comfortably. It has been a baking week. I'm too hot. I wanted to be comfortable. And I'm not complaining about the weather. Everyone goes, "Oh, when it's too cold, you complain. When it's too hot, we complain." No, I'm just saying that I'm a hot person. Wink, wink. That's right, boys. Look me up. And I don't really want to get all sweaty and sticky, stressing about where I'm going to be or being in the sun. So now I'm coming to a cool place where I can relax and chat to you guys. But do not worry. Even from where I am situated today whilst recording this podcast, I will still be trying to push my mother to her limits. Mom? Mom? Oh, Mum, would you be able to bring me in a drink, a cup of tea or something? Oh my God. Is that all right? Thank you, love you. Stage one complete. Right, let's see what she brings me. I know that she's drinking Prosecco out there, but I don't think I'm getting that. I didn't ask for that, to be fair. So, while we wait, what have I been up to? Well, what's been going on recently? Obviously, we've talked about the weather already, but it is fair to say that it was a glorious bank holiday weekend. I mean, what more could we have asked for? The sun was out, the weather was hot, we were able to see our friends, we were able to go hugging. Ah, it was just bliss. And I just felt like people were happy and content. But with every good, there is a bad. That's just the way life is. It's all about balance. And whilst everyone was out in the parks, and sitting out in the pubs, little terraces, and down at the beach, all those indoor venues, like cinemas, who have been only open a few weeks and have been dying to get people back in, are probably empty. No one had an inkling to go to the cinema this bank holiday weekend. And I'm just picturing all those restaurants, you know, that didn't have an outside area and were looking at everyone outside getting raindrops in their pint in the freezing cold, shivering. Oh, thanks, Mum. Anything to eat? No, I'm okay, thank you. This is lovely. And then all the restaurants with no outside have probably been absolutely reveling in the fact that they'll be soon to be open and everyone can come on in their safe, warm, little cozy interior. And then they couldn't get the fuckers in. They've only been open a few bloody weeks and now no one wants to be there. No one was going inside during that glorious bank holiday weekend. So for you guys out there, oh, I feel for you. Something else happened this bank holiday weekend. This is more my news. Again, good with the bad. Right, okay, so with the podcast, I'm not really too sure how to get it out there. I'm mainly relying on word of mouth. So again, a little plug for that. If you are enjoying this podcast, please do leave a review, please subscribe, and please tell all of your friends. So I'll tell you what happened where I thought I'd briefly made it. Relying on this word of mouth, you have to just hope that someone out there who likes your podcast brings it up in conversation to someone else. And that's how news travels. That's how it gets spread. So that is my dream. That is what I want. It'd be amazing. And someone I know did have one of these conversations. The conversation of litter picking came up. She said, "Oh, what was it I was listening to the other day that said that people found dildos?" Right, good news. That was my podcast, right? The issue is that this person was actually talking to me. So thank goodness that, you know, it came up in conversation. However, the person that they were sharing and passing on the podcast to was the person who, in fact, does create the podcast. So, you know, this word of mouth went quickly out and then briefly came right back to me. So I am just hoping that that person, you know who you are, you've just got to try and somehow bring up litter picking or, God forbid, dildos in any conversation that you can to help spread this word of mouth a bit further than taking it back to the creator. I want this shit to spread like herpes. Other things that were happening with me that I need to tell you guys about was that I was packing. So I did a lot of packing. I still did get to enjoy the sunshine, do not worry. But I am moving out again, finally, trying to make it as a grown adult in London. So this is very exciting to actually not live with my mother and instead to live with housemates. So we'll see how that goes. I am a bit worried. I have got very lazy around the house, especially the past couple of weeks. And I have to hold my hands up and say I've been acting like a bit of a child. I mean, you just witnessed it there with Mum bringing me tea and stuff. Like, I'm very much so living it up large. So, disclaimer, bit bad. Bit, definitely been a bit bad. But I can't do all of that stuff. No one's going to bring me up a coffee if I demand one in my new place. I have to start like pulling my weight all over again. Doing my own washing, hoovering. These are just things I've not really bothered with these past couple of weeks. I do think that being around humans again, so not just mother, but being around quite a few humans will be an adjustment as well. I have been experiencing quite a bit of social anxiety. Now I've had anxiety quite a lot, but it's more jittery and shaky hands and racing mind. However, this social anxiety has hit me completely different. I'm absolutely just emotional, could cry at any time if I say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing or don't know what to say. And also my tummy, oh my goodness, I've never had like butterflies from being anxious. Yeah, so I'll let you know how I get on, but I'm assuming it can't just be me. The incredible changes that we have had over the past year and a half must have now an impact when we now go back out into the world and start seeing people, start going to work, start having small talk, start building up friendships and relationships in person all over again. And if you're feeling the same, or potentially maybe you're not, and you've already had this a while ago, but now you're over it, do email in at youragonyart.anna@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. But all in all, I do think the move will be amazing. I'm so excited to be back with my friends and around people my own age and just have a bit more freedom, as well as being back in London where there is so much to do and so many more places I can just walk out the door and get on with my day. But I know that you will all miss the whole mother and daughter comedy duo. It's been a bit of a whirlwind, but I do think it's been quite funny. So I do have a little surprise for you coming up later. So now, dear listeners, we have an email. Hi, Agony Aunt. Hello. A topic I would be really interested in your opinion on is women and video games. Personally, I'm a very casual video gamer. I play max 2 hours a week, but I really enjoy that time. I think it is a great tool for stress management as it requires more active engagement than watching TV, but it still takes you out of your day-to-day experience. This person has clearly thought quite a lot about their gaming experience, and it sounds like it works for them. I'm really pleased for them. There's a great plethora of game types and formats. Are there now? I personally only play story-based single-player games. Other people really enjoy multiplayer games where they can play with friends. Okay, if that's what you say. Yep, all right. I would say around 80% of guys I know will play some form of video game, but I only know 2 girls that engage with video games in any form. I would be really interested in why you think that is. The questions I have asked myself are, is the girl group I have not representative of women in general and a lot more are playing video games than I think? Are the games currently being made not appealing for women? Are the companies behind the consoles and games not marketing for women? Is there a lack of community and acceptance for potential female gamers? I don't know what this person does, but it sounds like they're very, very, what's the word? I wouldn't want to be in an argument with this person, let's just put it that way. They would have all the T's crossed, all the I's dots, they'd got you coming and going. P.S. You could be onto a winner if you crack this puzzle. The video game industry is worth billions of pounds, and if that's only capturing 50% of the population, then lots of potential is being left on the table. Lots of love. Elliot. Well, thank you very much for emailing in there, Elliot. I very much so enjoyed it. No pressure there with cracking this big puzzle for the worth billions. I feel like you're emailing in so that I crack it, and then you, with all your formatting and organisation skills, can go ahead and bloody make all the money. Good thing is I've got it on record here. Some very interesting points were made there, and I actually had to go away and do some research of my own, just to see where Elliot was coming from and whether his friendship group represented everything as a whole. So from the stats, which I will just look at now again, in the US at least, 41% of gamers in 2020 were female. And that has gone up from 38% in 2006. So it's a slight increase. And then in the UK, there was a statistic that said 50% of people who play games on most days are female. So in both the US and the UK, 40 to 50% of women do play some form of video games. So either you only have four female friends, or your friendship group is not a good representation of the wider population. Something that did come out in this research is that potentially women don't think of themselves as gamers to the extent that men do, in terms of the hours and their dedication. So there was a questionnaire that asked people if they considered themselves to be a gaming hobbyist. And they asked this to people who play video games most days. Only a third of the women who played video games most days said that they were a gaming hobbyist, but almost 60% of men said that they were a gaming hobbyist. So therefore, there's almost double of men who are playing similar amounts of women that would say they're more hobbyist. It's worth noting that a big chunk of women who do play video games, just over half of them are between 18 to 35. So that could be that it's becoming more popular, or it's just a younger, I mean, that generational kind of thing. But it could just mean it's becoming more popular and people that are older just aren't getting into it. Personally, I really don't get it. I just don't get it. It's just like white noise. Console, tablet, the storyline, single player. I mean, single player, multiplayer, other people, no people. Okay, I'm with you. But me talking about video games and like trying to blag as if I know what I'm talking about is like Jen pretending she knows about computers. If you haven't figured that out yet, pause maybe a little bit longer here before I give you the answer. That was an IT Crowd reference. Anyway, sorry. So I was saying I don't have a clue really, hence why I've just whittled off some of those statistics. But I do think he has a point with regards to the perception. In his last question where he says, is there a lack of community and acceptance for potential female gamers? I don't think that it's a lack of acceptance potentially. I'm not a gamer myself, so I can't say. But I do think it's worth pointing out that I think with most men, even if they don't game that much, they would know how like consoles and that little stick thing that you hold and X and press the square. I don't know. They would know how that works, because I think when you're younger, it was more common for boys to hang out and all kind of play video games and pass the remote round and sort of hang out in that way, whereas I don't think women did that as much. So I think you either liked it and you got into it on your own. It wasn't really a social norm to do it as a group. But I don't know if I see this as an issue. It looks as if women are gaming. Maybe it's a different type of game that they go on. I did message one of my friends who I know does play video games, and she mentioned that she just does. And she used to be into this and she used to be into this, but she would never consider herself a gamer. But maybe women see it as, to be a proper gamer, you have to be doing it quite intensely. I mean, you said you played max 2 hours a week. Someone's on a schedule. Again, very organised. I think most women who played that amount of time probably wouldn't say that they were a gamer either. I did want to read out what my friend texted when I asked her about, like, video games and what her thoughts were. She said that she would always get loads of messages from like 12-year-old boys because they would see her name and then think like, oh my God, we got to talk to a girl. So maybe it's the 12-year-old boys that are deterring females from joining. Mom!
I'm just trying to read my book.
Well, Mum, I called you in here for a reason.
Why?
Isn't it exciting? You're on the podcast. Oh. What do you think this microphone is?
Oh my God!
Yeah? You excited?
I don't know what to say.
So, I just thought that since the saga of mother and daughter has been something that the listeners have been a part of, because I'm leaving you now, I thought I'd have you on.
Oh, thank you. I've enjoyed it. But actually, I do think I'm ready for you to leave.
Well, my first question was, how do you feel about me leaving? Yeah.
I'll get my house clean again.
Yeah? I love how much you're gesturing for the listeners. She's swiping away and waving and moving a lot of arm gestures, considering this is a podcast.
Oh, my goodness.
So, sorry, Mum. I have sprung this on you. And, yes, sit up straight, yeah? Comfy.
We've got a good glass of champagne.
Oh, yeah. Fuck the tea. Go on, then.
Yeah, girls. I'm not normally on a podcast.
Are you not pouring me one?
Oh, do you want one?
Yeah.
I thought you had your tea.
Thank you so much for this. One little trick. I mean, listeners, again, you can't really see, but there's difference in size of glasses. Cheers. Welcome to the podcast. How are you?
Well, actually, I'm very, very well. And,
Sorry, I feel like this is going to get into something. This isn't like therapy. Okay, Mum, let's keep it light and breezy. All right?
I've got to know my daughter so well.
Mm.
I've loved it. We have grown closer together. We have experienced loads of things. She has cooked me some amazing meals. She's annoyed me so much as well.
Okay, she's giving me a double thumbs up there. Yeah.
So it's been something if COVID hadn't happened, I wouldn't have the experience I had with my daughter.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
That's a fact, though. You wouldn't have had it.
No, but I absolutely loved it.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah, I absolutely loved it. Yeah.
Completely no hard feelings. You're grand. You can say whatever you want. You're not speaking to me, your daughter. You're speaking to Auntie Anna here. What's it like having an adult child move in with you after you've sort of had your own house for a while?
Oh my God, it's been shit. Oh my God. It has been horrendous.
Yeah?
At different parts it's been horrendous, yeah. I kind of thought to myself, oh my God, am I a landlord? Am I a cook? Am I a cleaner? What am I?
All of the above.
All of the above, yes. And when my daughter likes, you know, demands things, I jump. Ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. I beckoned you in for a cup of tea as part of the demonstration of your dedication to me as a podcast. And I put up the hoop and you jumped.
Yes, I did. I did. I did. So that's why I'm glad you're going.
If you can't, what is it? If you can't, correct the behaviour, get rid of the problem.
Yes.
Okay, so what has been my worst habit?
Your worst habit? Leaving the sink filthy dirty and the cooker.
And the cooker?
Yeah, the cooker.
When you say filthy dirty, do you mean just the after I've had breakfast or a cup of coffee, I then put it in the sink?
Yes. Yeah, but I never do that.
No, never. Have you seen the state of the sink now?
Well, I didn't do it. Your cups are all in it.
Cups?
Yeah.
I've had one cup. Right, listeners, I have used one mug today all day because Mum has been out. Whereas if Mum was in, I would have gone through about four or five. Because every time I finish with one mug, I leave it by the kettle ready for my next cup of coffee. And Mum dirties it and puts it in the sink with all the other stuff. So I have to get out another mug. So today I actually have only used one mug.
And the other thing is...
Oh, there's more? Mm.
I think... You think the dishwasher empties itself?
Yeah.
When you go to your new house, remember, the dishwasher doesn't empty itself, love.
Mum, as if we have a dishwasher.
Oh, do you not have a dishwasher?
No! Why would we have a dishwasher?
That's so good, actually.
Yeah, it is. It's way better.
Yeah.
Exactly. Out of sight, out of mind. I think the dishwashers may as well be cupboards.
And your popcorn pan.
Yeah, get rid of that.
I hate that.
If you could get rid of it.
Am I getting rid of it?
Well, as in, there's no kernels left, so...
Do you not want to keep it?
What, that actual pot? As in, you want to now chuck something away? Right, this is getting an off topic.
I do want to throw that pot away, unless you want to keep it. I don't need that pan.
Well, we can get into the, kitchen where... conversation after the podcast, maybe.
Yes. Okay.
And what is my best habit?
Oh, your best habit is making me laugh and cooking me the most amazing food, although leaving a mess behind, but cook me the most fantastic food, which I'm going to miss something terrible. And you're dancing around the kitchen.
Dancing around the kitchen as well. I do love it. It's great to have a little boogie.
Yeah, it's great to have a little boogie. And I'll miss it. Though sometimes when you get me boogieing at night time and I really want to go to bed, I just kind of just think, oh my God, what's Anna doing to me again? Does she not realise how old I am?
But how old are you? Do you want to tell the listeners? Sorry.
No, I am not telling the listeners how old I am because I'm a young woman.
Yeah. So earlier I read out an email from a listener who was asking about women gamers. Have you ever been a gamer yourself, like a video gamer?
No.
No?
No.
Did you just play with an abacus?
Oh yeah, abacus, yeah. Yeah, I did.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just clocked on to Mum's age. And while you have me on the podcast as your agony aunt / your daughter, is there anything you would like to ask me?
Anything I want to ask? No, I don't want to ask you anything, but I want to wish you the very best in London. And I hope you are so happy. You deserve it. And you are the most perfect, wonderful, amazing daughter. And
this is not going in.
Don't come home here. I'll come up and see you.
And how has your experience of being on the podcast been?
I don't know. I'm just talking to my daughter.
I don't think I have anything else for you. That was more just wanted to...
Okay, so we're going to get bloody dinner ready now.
Oh, hang on. So if you have liked this episode, please do share with your friends and family. Mum, will you be sharing with your friends and family?
I will.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. How do you share with your friends and family? Oh, no.
I will tell them on Spotify.
Yes. And where else?
And Instagram. Yeah. And iApple.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Spotify, Instagram and iApple. Okay, and you can always also email at youragonyaunt.anna@gmail.com. As I said earlier on in the podcast, word of mouth is exactly how I plan on getting this thing out there. So it'd be really great if you passed this on and left a review and subscribed. Thank you so much for listening. I've been your agony aunt, and this has been my mother. I look forward to sharing more with you next time without my mother. Do you want to say goodbye to the listeners?
Goodbye, and goodbye, Anna.
Now fuck off.